Now, big changes if you're planning on using the trains this summer. For at least 8 weeks, rail passengers coming into Bristol from the southwest will be getting off at a different station, not Temple Meads, Bedminster Station. It's so work can be done on the track layout at the Bristol East Junction, which is just to the northeast of Temple Meads. But Bedminster Station doesn't usually take mainline trains, so the platforms are being lengthened to accommodate them. That work is in progress and is being carried out on Saturday nights until the end of May. We can talk to Bruce Williamson, Bristol-based rail campaigner for Rail Future. Hi, Bruce. How are you doing?
I'm great. Afternoon, Claire. How are you?
I'm all right, thank you. Just before we talk about the Bedminster thing, do you go on trains at the moment? Are you travelling again by train?
I am not travelling by train. That's partly because I'm not a regular rail user. I mean, it's my favourite mode of transport. If I have to go somewhere, I'd rather take the train than drive or whatever. But no, I'm fortunate in that I'm not one of those people who's sort of forced to use the train every day and get on the Sardine Express.
I just wondered what they were like at the moment, because I cannot remember the last time I went on the train because of the pandemic.
Indeed. And numbers of people travelling on trains are hugely down for obvious reasons. And both the rail industry and us as campaigners have found ourselves in the really rather strange position of saying, don't travel by train.
Yeah.
But we're hoping to change that very soon, because I think it's really important that, you know, the rail industry recovers as the country gets back to normal.
Absolutely. And I got a bus back from work the other day for the first time again for more than a year. And that felt fine. But of course, everyone was still socially distanced. Certain seats were blocked off. So it was not the kind of journey that I would have made more than a year ago. It's a very different experience. But I felt very comfortable doing that. Let's talk about Bedminster. Bedminster Station would normally be used by what kind of trains?
Well, it's not a major station, so it's normally only used for local occasional services. I think about two trains stop there an hour and about four go through without stopping. It's not, you know, it's not pretty. It's not glamorous. There are no facilities there. There's no ticket office, no toilets, no cafes. I think there might be a tiny little bus shelter on one of the platforms. So obviously, it's, you know, it's not ideal for this sort of role, but sometimes needs must when the devil drives.
And do you think that this is the right decision?
Oh, well, undoubtedly. I mean, it's one of those sad facts of life. Whenever there are sort of rail engineering works and rail replacement buses, everyone goes mad. Oh, it's causing us havoc. It's a real pain in the you-know-what. But, you know, if you want improvements to our railway, you've got to do major bits of work. And those major bits of work cause disruption. You can't work on the tracks in Temple Meads Station without affecting trains going in and out of Temple Meads Station. And so they have to shut it down. And I think it is the right thing to do. And the end result will be a railway that's more flexible and will be able to accommodate more trains more reliably in the future.
Is it clear yet, and I don't know because we've only just got this information as of yesterday, whether Network Rail is going to put like shuttles in place so that people can get to Temple Meads?
I believe they will. I can't believe that they will just drop people off at Bedminster and say, there you go.
That'll do.
I think they have it. Yeah, that'll do. It's part of Bristol. It's near enough. That'll do. Off you go. So they'll have to put on replacement buses or I mean, what else can they do, really? Pay for loads of taxis. I think that's expensive,
What about Bedminster Station? It's being extended. The platforms are being made longer so that these, you know, major trains that travel right across the country can come in. How complex an operation do you think that is?
Well, the thing about railway engineering is even the most simple tasks, you know, end up being immensely complicated. The platforms are actually there, but they're out of service. And there's a sort of barrier up halfway down the platform because it normally only accommodates short trains. So they're clearing the rest of this platform so that, you know, and they're repairing the sort of capstones at the side of the platform and removing the moss and putting down new tarmac and God knows what else. So that the whole length of the platform can be used and the driver can get off at one end and walk down the platform and get on at the other and turn the train around and go back down to the southwest. So apparently a simple job, but it's going to take a long time.
Yeah. And what about Temple Meads Station? Because there have been promises, it feels like forever, to make that a much smarter, modern station. I mean, let's face it, it looks pretty ropey, doesn't it, Temple Mead Station? And the facilities there are basic, I think.
Well, I've seen worse, you know.
Have you?
If you wanted to, well, yeah. Well, Bedminster, what we're talking about, or Parson Street, you know, it's like a ghost town. You know, they've done some work on the roof recently. They're doing a whole load of work. So it's not just the work on the track that we're talking about. They're putting in free Wi-Fi and all sorts of improvements. I mean, you know, forever, the whole railway, you know, needs maintenance improvement. I mean, there's the old joke about painting the fourth bridge, which isn't kind of true, but it is true as an idea across the railway that there's always work to be done. And, you know, an important point to make is we're looking at a situation where, okay, when we get back to normal, we've had 20 years of growth of passenger numbers, and presumably that will continue. So we need to expand the railway and continue to invest in it and improve it so that we've got a railway fit for the future.
The thing that does my head in about Temple Meads is you can't use the loo unless you go through the barriers. There is not a loo.
Well, yeah, but then why would you need to? I mean, you can.
Well, what if you go to pick somebody up, and you?
Well, you're in a car and you can dash off. Try this next time you're there. Just ask the people at the barrier nicely, and they will let you through.
I've done that myself. I don't know.
Yeah, well, I don't know. How nasty are you, Claire? You're not capable of being nice.
I'll try my best.
Yeah.
As far as you're concerned, this work that they're doing at Bristol East Junction, you think this needs to be done?
Oh yeah, undoubtedly. Yeah, because as things stand, and it may sound bizarre, if you were a train driving into the station, you've got limited choices about which platforms you can go into. And for sort of flexibility, you want any train to be able to go into any platform. It sort of makes common sense, doesn't it, really? Yes. So, yeah, it's all part of that. It's all part of making it flexible, making it work smoother. And, yeah, it's not very glamorous. It's sort of under the surface, and it doesn't seem to make a lot of sense. But it's these sort of background improvements that actually end up with a railway that's more reliable. And we do notice the improvements, I hope. Yeah. You know.
I hope so. Good to talk to you. Thank you, Bruce Williamson, Bristol-based rail campaigner for a group called Rail Future.